We need to learn our Catholic faith, which is the truth. It's the truth of reality. There are not pluralistic ideas. Christianity is the answer and explanation of reality, whether you're looking at it from a philosophical, historical, any way, it explains reality, and because it is objectively true, every other religion, every other philosophy falls short. Christianity is the truth. Why then are we afraid to say we're Christians? Why do we hesitate to proclaim it to the world? Why are we ashamed and embarrassed about it? If it is the truth, which it is, that's the only reason I'm a Christian, by the way, is because it's true. And if it is true, we need to proclaim it. That's what the Year of Faith is all about. It's only three things. You think the Year of Faith is all those big documents you've got to read in paragraphs and paragraphs. It's simple. The Year of Faith is three things. Learn your faith, live your faith, share your faith. Three things, simple. In this year, the Pope is encouraging us all to learn and know our faith, to live it, and to share it. Quit being shy about it. Share it. So why do you think I wear this cross everywhere I go? I wear this in Israel. I wear it in Muslim countries. I wear it in Hindu countries. I wear it everywhere. A guy sat next to me on the plane the other day, and I found out he was an atheist later, but he said to me, "Oh, that's pretty." I said, "Thank you very much. I wear it proudly as a Catholic." "Oh, so you believe it?" I said, "I believe it enough to die for it." He said, "Well, I guess you do then." He put his headsets on, he starts listening to his iPod. 10 minutes into the flight, I get a tap on my shoulder. He said, "Do you have a minute?" "Yeah." He said, "You really do believe that, don't you?" I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Would you take a few minutes to explain to me why I should be a Catholic? Because I'm an atheist, but I would love to believe what you do." I had him for 2 hours. I was in first class, and because I always get bumped up because we fly 150,000 miles a year, so they treat us like a king now. But do you think that I talked to him quietly? Are you kidding? I had 10 people sitting around me. They all heard about Jesus that day on the plane. We have to learn our faith and be ready to share it and talk to people. And apologetics is crucial. Apologetics doesn't mean going around apologizing for being a Catholic. "I'm sorry, I'm a Catholic. I'm an apologist." The apologist means it comes from the word apologia, one who defends, who explains and defends something. We need to be in a position where we're ready to explain and defend the faith. Because what's going to happen if you sit on a plane next to an airport and somebody, an atheist or a Muslim or somebody, challenges you? Are you going to be ready to defend the faith? Are you going to be ready to do a little Catholic karate? Are you going to be ready to explain to them why you're a Catholic? And in the end, by the time you get off the plane, have them also a Christian. We have to live our faith in every area, not just Sunday morning. And I know I'm speaking to the crowd here too. But if Jesus is the Lord of anything, He is the Lord of everything. He is the Lord of the universe. He is the Lord of our lives. He is the Lord of eternity, the past, the present, the future. He's the Lord of everything. And we are fools if we think that we can live our life not letting Him be the Lord. It's